On this Monday afternoon, we're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd. Good afternoon.
Well, yesterday was an ugly day and cold, wet. I suppose that's part of the active pattern we've been in. It's warmer and dry, kind of nice out today. What do we see in the future?
Yeah, well, it's been quite a wild ride in recent days across Illinois, let alone much of the Midwest, where, you know, you go back, actually Saturday was just a beautiful day, clear, highs in the 50s, north, 60 south, and we had our snow and cold yesterday. We're going to be back in the 70s across much of Illinois here tomorrow. So just some crazy variability, which it is spring, but even this has been pretty, even more extreme than usual, it seems. As we look out ahead for the remainder of this week and on into next week, one of the main actually changes here in the outlook compared to what it looked like last week was actually a warmer temperature regime. There still is going to be variability, but it's not going to be as extreme as what we've seen. And more days, or a majority of the days coming up from now through the end of the month, will feature warmer than normal readings versus cooler than normal readings. So that is one of the most important takeaways as we start off this new week. From a precip standpoint, like you mentioned, Todd, from there's still additional storm systems. It still is active, and we see rain systems coming through about every 3 days or so. So the next one is scheduled for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's actually going to be a bit of a slower moving system, so the duration of it is longer. And then that's going to be followed by another system the early part of next week, then followed by another system after that. So right now, it looks like the biggest of these storm systems, the most widespread, looks to be with the one here this week, within the next two for next week being producing a little bit lighter amounts, but still a bit more widespread activity. So it's going to be still pretty difficult here for any kind of rapid field work and planting progress here coming up. You know, we've seen some progress over the past week. Most of that was actually earlier last week, is the warmer start to the week. But going forward, with limited time between these systems, it's going to be a tough go.
So from the primary Corn Belt states, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, is it widespread rain every 3 or 4 days? Is it the northern part, the central part of those areas, or just...
Yeah, when you... Like, for example, when you look at the next rain system, there will be a bit more widespread activity actually up north in areas that they're having snow melt right now, in areas of the following the bomb cyclone last week. So that's where a bit more higher precip amounts will be versus, let's say, the eastern and southern Corn Belt. But then with next week's systems, those look to be a bit bigger producers or be more widespread, specifically in the southern and eastern Corn Belt states in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio on that. So each one is a little bit different. And when you put together all of those systems from now through the end of next week, it's actually, you know, painting rain, if you would, actually across much of the belt.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. I'm Todd Gleason.